22nd, Toronto.
You should know that first of all, I met Srila Abhay Charanar Binda Prabhu, that is Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, in Calcutta. Our Guru Maharaj has met there, he established, and he was one of the
foundation member
of our Gaudiya Vedan Samiti. Okay. So here, after some time, I went to Calcutta with my Gurudev.
1946.
And Prabhu, this Prabhu, Abhay Charan Prabhu was there.
1946. Can you imagine? Maybe somebody not born at the time.
So he made, and Guru Maharaj told that he had come used to serve him, that then I served him water and fruits and other things, and he became happy. Then in Naudit he again met, I served him. He was bosom friend of my Gurudev. And that is why he came to Mathura, where I was in charge of that mutt. And there he took sannyas from our Gurudev. In Sri Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt. I was priest there. I made danda for him and saffron cloth for him and taught that how it is used. And from then, when he wanted to come to New York, first New Jersey, or then he told me in Delhi that you should make a bandage of my books and send it to Calcutta seaport, and from there it will come to America. I became sick because so much dirty dust. The books were there. But even I did, and then I sent it to Calcutta seaport, and then from there he told that I will go to America by navigation.
Sindhya navigation.
And then he went. And he wrote me letter from America, New Jersey or
Boston.
That I have reached here, but I was sick in the...
On the way.
In the way, in sheep. But anyhow, my Prabhupada has saved me. And then second letter he told that I want that you should also come to with me in preaching and help me in preaching. I told I will come, but after later on I will come. Then I for him sent, you know, Indian Mathura Peda.
One kind of
very sweet, tasteful. Oh, he was very fond of sweets and delicious things. So I sent him. I sent him kartal,
mridanga,
DT, so many DTs. When he needs, he used to write me that I want, you should send me. Always I used to send me. He wrote about 500 letters to me. Satsarup asked that, give your letters and I will use it in his life.
Biography.
I gave, but he could not return.
He never returned.
But I have still Bengali letters with me.
And English also, few English and Bengali both.
And then
we publish a book small.
He has written that I have the same transcendental relation with you. As I had from
my Guru
spiritual Dev. Master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Same relation. At the time of departure from this world, in the same night, he called me Tamal Krishna Bhavananda, Brahmananda, oh, Vrindavan, so many sannyasis came, and I went with him, them. He was on bed, but when he saw me, then he began to weep and told me to sit on his bed. But I did pranam to his cot and sat on a
chair,
separate chair. He began to weep that now I am passing away from this world. Please excuse heart, mistake I have done. I have done so many mistakes because I have told that Gaudiya Vaishnava, they don't preach and they don't write books and other things. They only eat and sleep. Oh, I have done so mistake because they are my Shiksha Guru. I have learned from them all these things. So tell them also to excuse. And also I have brought so many, I have collected so many monkeys from all countries. And he told in Bengali, not in English. I have brought so many monkeys, but I could not train them well. So please, you should, must help them. I told, I will do what you are telling, I will. I promise that I will do. And the last he told, oh, you should give my samadhi with your own hand. There were so many his god brothers, Ban Maharaj and others. Also Tamal Krishna, so many his sannyasis, prominent. But he told me that you with your own hand give samadhi. And also, also he told that you should
do my Biraha Mahotsav, separation festival, Biraha Mahotsav.
My separation Mahotsav, you should do. As you tell, they should follow. And that he told. I told to him, but one thing I want to tell to your all disciples. Then he told, oh Tamal and Brahmanand, all you should hear what Narayan Maharaj is telling. I told, after your departure, I want to, they should be combined. And also want, they should give honor, proper honor to elders and also juniors also, both. If they will not do, then your mission will be collapsed. And you can also tell them to be very polite and humble. Don't control anyone. By love and affection you can control all. Then he told, here, and you should promise that we will do. And also you should always associate with Narayan Maharaj. Then I did what he did, told, I followed him. And then I Tamal Krishna, Girdhari Maharaj, Girraj Maharaj, Sivananda Sen,
Shivaram,
so many used to come to me
Dhanurdhar,
to read Pushpanjali,
Vilas
Pushpanjali, Brahma,
Jaivadharma,
Brahma Sanghita. Then school leader saw that all are very impressed and attracted to Narayan Maharaj. Then our mission will be so harmful. So they all did a meeting and declared that anyone should not go to Narayan Maharaj. If anyone will go, then they will be kicked out from ISKCON. Because they knew that if anyone will go to him, they must be attracted to him. So I told all Tamal Krishna Prabhu and senior sannyasis, if you will ban on me and will kick out those who will come to me, then I will have to initiate. Still now I have not initiated anyone. And then in whole world I will jump up and go there and preach. You cannot do anything. Then after some time, when my Gurudev departed, then by the mercy of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, and my Gurudev, I went everywhere in the world where Swamiji has gone or not gone. And everywhere I saw, in a couple of years, he has made preaching, established preaching centers, even on the head of mountains.
Midst of the ocean.
In the midst of ocean.
Midst of the forest.
In jungle like Saranagati and so many places.
In Pennsylvania.
And in so many couple of years, he had made lakhs and lakhs disciples here and there, very qualified. I thought that these are my holy places. So everywhere I went, and everywhere, hearing my classes, all began to attracted to me. Shyam Rani also came, and so many. I saw that Swamiji really made hippies happy. One of the hippies, original hippie, so many seniors. And they all were gradually attracted to me. And up till now, I have gone to
26 times,
six world times all over the world. I want to visit ISKCON centers also, but they will not be pleased. They don't never invite me. So from far away, as a holy place, I do pranam and return back. What? Why he came in this world? What was the purpose? You should know that his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he ordered him in Calcutta when he took Diksha, that, oh, you can write English very well and speak also. I want that you should preach in Western countries. And when he took sannyas, renounce order, my Gurudev also told that now time has come to preach our whole world. And then he began to preach everywhere. What? You should know. First of all, that you are not this physical body. If soul is gone, you cannot walk, you cannot think, you cannot realize anything, you will die. Understand? What this body is? A bag of urine, latrine,
mucus,
and blood, so many things. If you will open, you will see what? Urine, latrine, so many insects, bad things, nothing else. So, you are not this physical body, but you are soul. This soul and super soul, Krishna, cannot be seen by these material eyes. By chanting name, by devotional services, a divya netra, transcendental eyes will come. And then you can see how beautiful this soul is. He has all the qualities, very minute. What is full in Krishna. So, by doing bhajan, you will realize all these things and be happy. One thing more. Who am I? Who are you? we are eternal servant of Krishna, Supreme Lord. But we forget him. But where forget? In Golok Vrindavan, nowhere. In Golok Vrindavan is transcendental bhumi, land. There is no maya.
Not Mahamaya.
We cannot forget there. So we have come from a marginal point that is called Tatastha. Tatastha means no water, no land.
In between.
Though there is no place like this, but it has been supposed. So, by that where we have come, not Golok Vrindavan, and we are bewildered, and then forget Krishna, and came to this world. Now we are thinking, we are this body, not soul. And always, whatever we do to protect, save our this body. We are collecting so much money that by money we can be happy. But you should know, money cannot give you happiness. Never and never. You cannot eat meat, money. If money will come, then you will have false pride.
False ego.
Ego. And then you will drink alcohol. And you will make so many ladies friend, girls friend. And thus, you will be deviated from Krishna forever. So in Bhagavatam, it has been told. When you will die, what you have collected so much money, crores and crores of dollars or anything, but you cannot take with you a single paisa. Always remember this. We are only trying hard to make money like donkeys. Donkeys are told very foolish, but we are more foolish than donkeys. So, what will go with us? Only what we are chanting to Krishna. This devotional service. And this will make you realize that I am soul, very beautiful form, having all good qualities. And by serving Krishna and Radhika in transcendental world, you will be happy forever. There is no old age, no sufferings, no birth and death.
No
here, endless pain of endless birth and death, you are bound to enjoy. So if you want to be happy forever, you should chant, remember. But yourself cannot do. A qualified guru is needed. If you want to learn anything in this world, you will have to go to school, college, here, there. You will have to learn it from any qualified teacher. So, we will have to go a very qualified guru. And for this, it has been told, Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu shreya uttamam.
Sabde
parecha nishnatam brahmanu pasvasya. Those who is very learned in all scriptures, that he can remove the doubts of any doubt of disciples. He must have some realization about Supreme Lord. And third, he must be detached from worldly these things. Then he is guru. And he can help you. If anyone is always making money and very attracted to that money, or very attracted to any lady or any man, he is not good. So, you know one thing more, that when anyone goes to Gurudev, like so many thousand and thousand of disciples went to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and he initiated. Shraddha came, faith came. What faith? That if I will serve Krishna, I have done everything. My life is successful. This is Shraddha, faith. After that, Guru told that you should chant name, do archan, pujan and other things. Be, you should associate with high class of Vaishnava. Then Nishtha used to come, but still taste has not come. That is, taste means
Ruchi.
Ruchi. Bhakti starts from Shraddha. Shraddha, Guru Seva, Guru Karan, accepting Guru, and then Bhajan Kriya.
Bhajan, anatani
Vritti.
And then Nishtha comes. But if Ruchi has not come in hearing Hari Katha, serving Vaishnava, in Archan, in cooking of Thakurji, if Ruchi has not come, then this time is very critical. And that went with ISKCON. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave them Shraddha, Bhajan Kriya also, the process of doing Bhajan, everything. Nishtha began to come, but Ruchi could not come, and he passed away from this world. And that is why all the sannyasi, top to bottom, oh, deficiating, one after another, on after another. And those who are now present, oh, they don't chant, there is no need of chanting. My disciples are chanting for me. So, but they say, oh, Narayan Maharaj always unko nicha dikhlata hai.
Kisko?
Swami ji ko. Unki
always
baat,
minimize
he virodh karta hai.
Against him and minimize
against him. Though I always
honor him, glorify him.
Honor means glorifying everywhere that he is my Shiksha Guru. And really he was my Shiksha Guru. How can I criticize him? I never. Oh, Shyamrani is here. He knows that those who came to me, I increased their faith to their Guruji. So, only they criticize me that anyone should not go. But all coming to me, hearing to me. So, I think that it will be proper for your life. Your life will be successful. If by expert you should receive Hare Krishna Naam and initiation, and very soon with a strong faith that only by this I can be happy in this world, then your life will be successful. If you are chanting name with this strong belief, then you see that in a couple of days you will feel that I am happiness, happy. In Bhagavatam it has been written, Jayatma Samprasidati Savai Punsang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Radhokhaje Ahetukya Apratihata Jayatma Samprasidati. What meaning? This is the real transcendental dharma of anybody. So always engaged in Krishna service. This is. By this only one can be happy. Otherwise, no. never. Gaur Pramanande. Shyamrani should speak something.
Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astodara Satashi Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Astodara Satashi Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. For all of our disciples' succession and